With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump visits Capitol Hill tonight. He'll address the American people.
It will look and sound like a State of the Union, but the joint address is for newly sworn-in presidents to present their agenda. The trappings will be familiar, though. Donald Trump will address lawmakers in the House chamber. Republicans will likely interrupt the speech with standing ovations, and Democrats will offer a response. This year from freshman Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan.
And White House correspondent Greg Clugston says it all takes place at 9 p.m. Eastern. The president, following through on his threat to impose additional tariffs on Canada, China, and Mexico, 25% levies on goods from Canada and Mexico, an additional 10% on Chinese imports. China and Canada promise retaliatory tariffs. The president, pausing American military aid to Ukraine, follows the Oval Office dust-up between Mr. Trump and Ukraine Zelensky, and the latter's refusal to sign a rare earth minerals deal with the U.S. President Trump says if someone doesn't want to make a deal that could help to end the war,
that person won't be around very long. That person will not be listened to very long.
Computer chip giant TSMC will invest $100 billion expanding semiconductor manufacturing in the U.S., primarily in Arizona.
Taiwan pretty much has a monopoly on that market, and I think pretty much is not a term that's even appropriate. They do have a monopoly, and this is a tremendous move by the most powerful company in the world.
President Trump says the move will create tens of thousands of jobs. Also at SRNNews.com, a severe weather threat extends from the deep south up to the east coast over the next day or so. Threat of heavy thunderstorms along with fierce winds and the possibility of tornadoes. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 40 points, NASDAQ futures up 3. This is SRN News. Wyoming has a new pronouns law.
The measure ensures that the state government cannot force any public employee to use inaccurate pronouns in violation of their religious beliefs. Christian legal experts are cheering the legislation. Matt Sharp of Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, "No one should lose their job or face punishment at work for declining to say something they believe is false. With this bill, Wyoming is rightfully stepping into the gap to protect freedom of conscience." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Leaders of the European Union will lift sanctions against Syria now that strongman Bashar Assad is no longer ruling. The Islamic rebels who took over the country late last year are so far treating Christians and other religious minorities with respect. The European Council says this decision is part of the EU's efforts to support an inclusive political transition in Syria and its swift economic recovery, reconstruction, and stabilization of the country. This is SRN News. Those that fail to learn from history can make big blunders in the present. Case in point, the L.A. Kings selling Turkish-made scarves during Armenian Heritage Night.
The Los Angeles area is home to the largest Armenian community outside of Armenia. The neighboring countries are historic enemies stemming from the deaths of an estimated 1.5 million Armenians in massacres, deportations, and forced marches that began in 1915 in Ottoman Turkey. Historians widely view the event as genocide. Turkey vehemently rejects the label. The Kings are offering refunds or exchanges to people who bought the scarves. Keith Peters reported.
Some lawmakers in Georgia trying to get rid of automated cameras that enforce school zone speed limits, saying the cameras are more about making money than safety of children, but others trying to keep them, saying they do make drivers slow down. More details at SRNNews.com.